Yes.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can assist you today?
Your what?
This is a return call from customer support. How can I assist you today?
Okay, what customer support?
Well, ma'am, this is a third-party call center. Now, we do act as customer support for multiple companies and over 100 different products, which happen to be
Oh.
online merchants and vendors.
Okay. Okay. So, I had called in and I had ordered something and I never did get it, and that was last month.
All right, what's your zip code, please?
45693.
All righty, I've got 45693. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty, and what would be your first and last name?
Diana Miller.
Give me one second, Miss Diana, to let me see if I can locate you in my system, okay?
Okay, hon.
And the last name is Miller, Miss Diane Miller. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty, Miss Miller. Please give me one second. For security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
16 Greenwood, which is one word, Avenue. The town is West Union, which is two words, Ohio, 45693.
All righty, give me one second, please.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, Miss Miller, I did locate this account for you. Miss Miller, I do see where you paid the $5.74. That actually is a sweepstakes entry to have a chance to win some kitchen products. You only paid the $5.74 because that would ensure if you are the winner of that particular kitchen set, then you would be able to receive it. Your shipping and handling would already be paid for in advance. And I do see where they had billed you $67.32. That was a fee to keep you entered into the running to have a chance to be the winner of that particular kitchen set, ma'am.
Oh, you had to
Yeah.
pay an additional $67.
Right, like a it's like a membership fee. It keeps you entered into having a chance to be the winner of that particular kitchen set. Yes, ma'am. The only thing you paid was the
Okay.
$6 and something to enter into it. That's all that
Okay.
was.
Well,
But I
I'm
can
going to
go
have
ahead and
my
counsel
bank.
you.
Yes, go ahead and cancel it. I will have my bank go after to get the $5 and something back.
I can refund you that, ma'am.
Okay.
Give
And
me
there was
one
a
second.
total of three different other products. Is my name?
They attempted to bill you. I do see where they attempted to bill you for the $67.32, but it was declined. I do see where they you had placed an order for a neck massager, but the $7.95 was declined as well. So the only thing that was ever approved was the $5.74, and I'm going to get you canceled out of that and issue you a refund. Give me one moment, please.
Okay. However, they don't have permission to go in to take anything out because my bank is going nuts trying to get money back of all the fraud and spam, they said.
Alrighty, ma'am. I've gone in and I've successfully canceled you out of that. The cancellation on that did take effect immediately. I did submit the refund of the $5.74 that you were billed. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to the account. And I do have your cancellation number on that. Please let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
That number will be C as in Charlie, ma'am, and that is 632-066-049.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with as of today?
No, hon.
Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Please have a very good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you so very much for
your help. You're welcome. Bye-bye.